New laws for a new year with details. I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated in your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP. Never miss a moment.
A new year, in fact, brings a series of new laws across the D.C. area. WTOP's Matt Small introduces us to some of them.
In the district, the days of using or even selling gas-powered leaf blowers are over. If you're caught using one now, expect fines as high as $500. In Maryland, the minimum wage is up. Now it's $12.50 an hour at companies with 15 or more employees, $12.20 at businesses with 14 or fewer. And in Virginia, starting Monday, undocumented state residents can apply for a special identification card at the DMV. Undocumented kids are also eligible to receive one. Matt Small, WTOP News.
2022 is here, and so are some new laws.
In Maryland, those who choose to be organ donors while registering for a driver's license on or after July 1st can decide if they want them to go to research and education or transplantation and therapy. In Virginia, there's a new 5-cent tax on disposable plastic bags now in effect across the city of Alexandria and the counties of Arlington and Fairfax. And in D.C., starting January 15th, a mandate by Mayor Bowser will require everyone 12 and older to show proof of vaccination against COVID-19 if they wish to enter a number of places, including bars, restaurants, and gyms. Matt Small, WTOP News.
A new year brings a series of new laws across the D.C. area.
In Virginia, schools will change the way they treat students with asthma, as local school boards must now create and adopt policies to allow certain school employees to administer stock albuterol inhalers to kids believed in good faith to need the medicine free of liability. In D.C., if you want disposable plastic utensils, even packets of ketchup, restaurants and other food sellers can no longer hand them out automatically, but you can still get them. You just have to ask. And in Maryland, the state's Board of Physicians must license genetic counselors and establish a genetic counseling advisory committee. Matt Small, WTOP News.